News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Because housing completions must rise sharply to meet the government's annual target of 41,000 units. That's according to a new report from the Department of Housing. Carl Dieter of Irish Mortgage Brokers joins us in studio. Carl, is there any hope, do you think, of making 41,000 units this year?
It doesn't look too likely. We've seen a big fall off in apartment output, which is going to be one of the key things that we need to do. And getting that right is going to be difficult, given we've kind of done a lot on the policy side to make sure that the people who actually have been delivering apartments stop delivering apartments. You know, the last 2-3 months alone, we've seen 2,500 housing units have their planning permission revoked through either on board Planala or the courts. So this housing crisis, I don't know, is it a crisis? I always thought it was. You know, we had a financial crisis. We could do emergency legislation in a day. We had a COVID crisis. You could do everything very short amount of time, even involving a planning, because we had to build all these special places for testing and everything else, even took away people's basic liberties overnight. We have a war crisis.
So what should we be doing? What should the government be doing?
I think there's probably about three things that we need to remember. One is that the big bang stuff is not typically the way that you solve a problem of this size. Do you ever see those internet jokes like, would you rather fight a Rottweiler or 20,000 hornets? You know, the 20,000 hornets will win every time. Mass micro output is actually a large part of the solution. And that means actually allowing rural Ireland and people who own land to say, look, rather than a government intervention, they should have a disintervention, a deregulation, and say, if you've got road frontage and a half acre, you can drill your own well, do your own drainage. We're just going to say that for the next 2 years, you can get planning permission, follow the building regulations.
So one-off housing.
One-off housing is actually an important part of delivery. It's very important for rural Ireland.
Not great for sustainability.
People always say that, but I wonder why. Like, if you're drilling your own water...
Because it isn't maybe good for sustainability?
Well, no, I mean, but expand on that one. I mean, because...
Well, because you need a car to go everywhere.
If you're living in rural Ireland, you need a car anyway.
Yeah. But every journey requires a car.
Well, you've got e-bikes. You know, I rode here on an e-bike. There's loads of different solutions out there. And certainly, if you're drilling your own water, that's actually highly sustainable. If you're taking care of your own sewage, that's highly sustainable. This idea that they're unsustainable is because of a preordained idea that we somehow have to build extra infrastructure. But if you just said you have to have road frontage...
It's a preordained idea that every country in the developed world, bar Ireland, has...
No, Germany. The Ruhr area is actually one of the most low-rise, highly populated, one-off areas in all of Europe. It's also the area with the highest GDP. So I'm just saying there's a counterfactual to that.
Well, apart from one-off housing, what are the other solutions?
The other things I think we need to do is we have to basically, like I said, look at creating some emergency powers. Like the status quo is, it's no longer, no one can defend it. I don't know anyone that can defend it.
So say a couple of things, like rent caps, for example. Are they working? Do we need to look at them?
Well, rent caps have worked in terms of reducing housing supply and reducing rental stock. So they have worked perfectly in terms of what we knew they would do. For that very reason, we have to get rid of them, which is going to be a tricky transition. But but just to continue, by the way, housing typology is a key part of this. There's actually housing types. Like, the biggest house builders in the country have units that are exploring housing as it's built in Japan, USA, all different parts of the world. And there's housing types that can be manufactured and 3D printed and all sorts of things. And we can't easily deliver them here because of our codes and regulation. And again, the planning and building controls. But they're perfectly good for millions of people in other places. You look at a place like Tokyo, one of the biggest cities in the world. I think it might actually be the biggest city in the world. Those houses are being replaced all the time. You know, there's so much in it. And we have to somehow remove the ability of everyone in the world to jump up and down and prevent housing. Because
is that the key? Is it NIMBYism? I heard it called a banana is the latest in acronym bills.
Absolutely nothing anywhere near anything.
Yeah.
So that's it. Look, that to me is a social malaise that I'm not sure how we're going to get past. But I think the only countries that have the kind of third party property rights where you can say, oh, that person can't build that, or you can row in there, I think it's us. And I want to say it's Rwanda or Kenya. Like, it's not actually a common thing in the world to have those types of rights.
Are you remotely optimistic we can do this, we can solve this crisis?
Well, I'm hardwired to be an optimist, so yes. However, the realist in me is saying maybe not so much. Like, I think with, I think if we actually turned around and said, look, if we can do emergency planning regulations for a war, which is exactly what we did when Ukraine kicked off, and that's like all the IPAS centers, they're all completely in breach of standard planning protocols in the sense that you wouldn't be able to do that kind of stuff normally. Why can we not do that for everyone who's been here all along and struggling?
Carl Dieter of the Irish Mortgage Brokers, thank you indeed for joining us this morning on News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
Now, still to come this morning on the show.
Votes in favour of the proposal, 1,201,607. Union Hope here, Brendan Porter, shot gave through the Catamina of the ticket.
10 years after the marriage equality referendum, campaigners highlight ongoing challenges.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.